I can't wait to introduce you to Kyle, who's here today, along with Brian Scott. Kyle and Brian Scott are our big brother, big sister of the month designees. I always feel funny when I say that because you are clearly a big brother, little brother pair, but I always feel like I want to say the little sister, big sister too. And Christine Pace is here too. Kyle, good morning. How are you?
Good.
It's nice to meet you. How old are you?
8.
And what grade are you in?
3rd.
Where do you go to school?
Brookline.
And we were talking about the library in Brookline when the mics came on and it was time for us to talk. You were mentioning to me you go there just about every day?
Yeah.
What do you like about the library?
Well, at the library there's books and computers. Well, I usually go on the computers a lot because I like to play a lot of games.
What are some of the games you play there?
Usually racing.
Cool. And you mentioned books. Is there a particular kind of book you like to read?
Yeah.
And can you tell me what you enjoy?
Usually the book that I just got kind of was interesting to me because it was about the book was called The 39 Clues.
The 39 Clues, how did that work? It sounds like it's a game as well as a book.
No? It's a book. It tells you about like clues a lot.
And do you have to figure things out from the clues?
No, it tells you, it's like a story about stuff. It's not really clues, it's just like a story.
That sounds like a really fun game though. Or book, I'm sorry. What happens in the story, without spoiling it, but do you remember what happens exactly? Is there, a character in it that does anything?
I don't really remember.
Yeah, I'm going to look for that. That sounds like a very interesting book, and it sounds like you read a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
I thought so. Well, I understand that you guys actually met in the library. That's what Brian was telling me. Is that the case, Brian?
Yes, we met at the library on his birthday. The first time I met him.
And what birthday number was that?
He was 8.
8. So you guys have been together for a relatively short period of time.
Next month will be a year.
Wow. So you've got a birthday coming up in a month, it sounds like. Brian, have you had a little brother before?
No.
And what's the experience been like for you guys?
It's been great. We have a good time together.
What do you like to do together, Kyle?
Well, the favorite thing that me and Brian did that was fun to me was going to Kennywood.
Oh, that had to be great. What are your favorite rides there?
Well, there's one scary ride, but it was fun. It was called the Sky Rocket.
I've never been on that ride. Does it make you go upside down?
Yeah, fast.
That's why I've never been on it. I don't like rides that make me go upside down or backwards.
Yeah, but it just goes like that. It's literally
That sounds like an awful lot of fun to do that.
Yeah.
Kyle, I meant to ask who is in your family. Who else is in your family?
Well, my two sisters, Emily and Jessica. Well, Emily usually likes to watch TV a lot.
Is she older? Is she older than you?
She's older than my other sister. My other sister is autistic, so she really,
she probably spends her time a little differently than you do or than Jessica does. What's your other sister's name? There's Jessica. And Emily.
Yeah.
Got it. I missed that. I'm sorry. And so it's nice to have a brother.
Yeah.
You know, it interesting. I have two brothers, and I always thought it would be cool to have a sister. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that you have a brother to spend time with. How do you guys keep in touch during the week?
He calls me to tell him. He tells me where we're going and stuff.
Neat. Yeah. And that's got to be a lot of fun. So how, in school, do you have favorite subjects? Yeah. Kyle, what do you like?
Usually reading, math, and social studies.
Excellent. What are you doing in social studies now? Are you looking at other countries or at the United States?
Usually not yet.
Not yet, but you like that subject a lot.
Yeah.
And how about math? I'm trying to think at your age in math, have you done fractions and percentages already?
I did fractions, just not that other thing you
did. Yeah, the other, but percentages are kind of like fractions.
Oh,
that
yeah.
might come later. Very cool that you like those things.
Yeah.
So, Brian, it has to really be a change for you. What do you do for a living?
I'm in the construction business.
And so are you on site? At site sometimes, or
yes,
and you've probably got a pretty I don't want to say stressful, but a very purpose-driven, you know, construction.
Yes, I do.
And so I would imagine that it's got to be a real joy to be directed by Kyle and to direct your attention to something that I just have a feeling is going to be very difficult to predict sometimes. Is that true?
Yeah, it is true, but we have fun. We have a good time together, more so than I expected.
That's terrific. What made you want to do this?
My daughter, really. To make a long story short, my daughter for Christmas a year, two Christmases ago, she gave us all a book. It's I wrote it. It's 1,000,000 miles in 1,000 years. And we all had to read the book. And then after the book, she gave it to us around Thanksgiving. At Christmas, then she kind of teed up something for all of us to do. I have two other sons and a daughter, and we're all, she kind of had us, the book kind of gets you in the mood to volunteer or to do more with your life. So after you read the book, you want to take the next step. And she had teed up Big Brothers for Me and Make a Wish for one of my other kids and Habitat for Humanity for another. So she had us all teed up, and that's kind of what made me take the first step.
Did she assign herself something? The book is called 1,000,000 miles in 1,000 years. That sounds like a great book.
It's great.
Can you guys remember doing something that was just so silly you couldn't stop laughing?
When we go fishing, I usually catch all the fish.
Yeah, but I caught like 7 fish, and he got 0.
You caught 7?
Yeah, but he got 0. None.
Where did you go where you caught 7
fish? We went onto the bridge near the Steelers Stadium, uh-huh. And we got a lot of fish.
How did they taste?
I didn't eat them.
Yeah, we threw them back. But everybody walked by and saw us fishing, and they said, well, how are you doing? And, of course, Kyle had to say, you know, that he caught all the fish and I caught 0. So about 1,000 people walked by and asked.
That's just amazing to me that you caught that many. What kind of bait were you using?
The bait was worms and, yeah.
Wow. Is Brian the first person you ever fished with?
Yeah.
How nice. And you're good at it.
Yeah.
So have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older, Brian? No, hi, Kyle.
What I want to be when I grow up is a movie director.
Oh, how come?
Well, usually the movies I watch, well, one Disney show, it's like this kind of business, Radio Rebel.
Uh-huh.
That show. I kind of like that, and it made me think that I should be a movie director because there's a lot of shows that I like, and a lot of things I like. Like, I have, like,
Do you have a good memory?
Well, no. I had a lot of things that I liked to be when I grew up, so I picked one, and that was me and being a movie director.
Very good. Well, that's and Radio Rebel is a movie now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I haven't seen it yet, but I see any movie that has radio in the title. That's one of the things I do.
Yeah.
Christine, do you have anything you'd like to add about this pair? They seem like a great deal of fun.
you know, it is so much fun. I talk to all of my matches every month and, you know, find out what they're doing. And I truly look forward to these guys, just talking to them, hearing the fun things they're doing. You know, Brian's a great example. A lot of our mentors are younger, just out of college, and Brian's kind of on the other end of the spectrum, you know, having adult children. He's had a lot of varied experiences.
She meant that in the nicest way possible.
But he brings a lot to this relationship because of that. But what I find is I think Brian is having more fun than Kyle.
Kyle, you're having lots of fun too, are you?
Yeah.
It sounds like it. Well, I hope you'll have more fun. We have a pass to the museum for you.
Thank you.
And there's a lot you can do. There's a new exhibit called Wheels that's right above us where and you don't have to use that today. Use it whenever you want. But It's all about wheels. And there also is a make shop exhibit where you can make things. Kyle, I have a radio badge for you. And is there anything else either of you would like to say?
It's hard to think, but...
Maybe hello to your mom?
Oh, yes, I didn't ask. Thank you for reminding me. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Hello. Hello to my family, mom, dad, and my two sisters, Emily and Jesse.
Excellent.
Perfect.
And if you're hearing this, that means that I'm on the radio.
And you are on the radio, to be sure. Anything you wanted to add, Brian?
No, that's good.
And Christine, how about you?
You know, just we're always looking for both littles and bigs. So, you know, people, you can see what a great experience it is for both sides.
These guys are great. And you'll see their picture and hear their interview at neighborhoodvoices.org. You guys will be able to download that, share it with other people,
That's great. See
your smiles. And if you would like to have fun, you can and get involved. You can do two things, actually three things. You can get a hold of Brian's daughter, who will send you a book with an application. Or you can phone 412-363-6100. Or you can go to bbbspittsburgh.org. Thank you to all three of you. It's great to have you here. It's 11:05 at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is proud to join WQED.